The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach and have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, St. Teresa School. It's a blustery 21 degrees out there in Ashburn, Virginia this morning. And compared to what we've had the last few days, that feels almost like springtime, right? Might as well have a full day of school. Little thought for you here today. Just a little thought for you here today. Did you know that the word Catholic is more than just the name of a religion? Did you know that the word Catholic is a regular word in the English language? And you know what Catholic means? Not just the name of a religion. Catholic, the word Catholic means universal. That's what it means. So it's no stretch to say that we could call ourselves the universal church when we call ourselves the Catholic Church. Lots of reasons for that. One reason is because of what we teach. What we teach as the Catholic Church is absolutely solid. It's the same yesterday, the same today, the same tomorrow. You can bank your life on it. It's universal. Thanks be to God, right? Everything else in the world blowing like a flag in the wind, and at least you got something you can anchor your life on. You know, it's also universal because of what we offer. There's enough grace in the Catholic Church to bring absolutely anybody out there into heaven. I don't care how bad they are. There's enough. But, you know, probably the most obvious reason why we call ourselves the Catholic Church is because we are everywhere. The Catholic Church is present all around the world so much. I mean, it's not even close compared to anybody else out there. Catholic Church is in every country. Catholic Church is in every continent. There's even a church in Antarctica. Do you know that? Called Our Lady of the Snows, 800 miles from the South Pole. I think they minister to scientists. Nothing else down there but penguins, right? 800 miles from the South Pole. And I personally have said Mass, best I can count, in 20 different countries. Language was always different. Faith was always the same. That's why we're the universal church. And it all starts today. When Jesus called his apostles, he sent them everywhere. Peter went to Rome, and James went to Spain, and Thomas went to India, and Andrew went to Greece. Everybody had a mission that if they didn't do it, no one else would. Now, here's my point. You hear that, and you say, yeah, that's nice, and it's even kind of interesting, but what's that have to do with me today? That's kind of interesting, but what's that have to do with me? You know what it has to do with you? It's because the same Jesus who called the apostles, I need you to believe this, is calling each one of you to, with a mission, understand, that if you don't do it, nobody else will. A couple points I want to make today. Here's the first. Every last one of you here has a vocation. And here's hoping everybody knows about you. Raise your hand if you've heard the word vocation before. This is not a brand new word to you. Okay, because we got Vocations Day here in the eighth grade. They take a trip. They got Vocations Mass. Talk about that for just a second. What's a vocation? What's a vocation? People say, well, that means if you're going to be a priest or if that means if you're going to be a nun. It's a little bit more than that. What's a vocation? First of all, the word means a call. A vocation is a call. Who's doing the calling? God's doing the calling. Who is he calling?
He's calling you.
What's the call about?
Now, there's a question. Because most people misunderstand.
Most people think a vocation is a job.
And I want to tell you, a vocation is not a job.
People will say, yeah, my vocation is to be an NBA star. My vocation is to be a hit singer on television or wherever else they sell music these days.
Right?
That's not a vocation. What's a vocation? It's a call
from God to you. You know what the call's about? It's real simple.
It's to get you to heaven and to bring as many people along with you as you possibly can. That's a vocation. Everybody here has one. Some of us have found it already. What's my vocation?
His vocation is to be a priest.
You know what my job is? My job is to get every last one of you to heaven. Not one single one of you is going to be left out. We're all going. That's my job. Makes it sound kind of cool when you think about it that way, doesn't it? Right? Some people have found their vocation already. Others will find it later. Listen, the apostles had theirs, and you have yours. That's my first point. Here's the second. And this one's probably even more important. If all I talked to you today was about vocation, you might say, yeah, that's fine, that's interesting, and that's kind of nice, but what's that have to do with me today?
For most of you out there, vocation is something you don't have to worry about for a couple of decades. That's a long time.
What's that have to do with me today? You want to know what it has to do with you today? Here's what. You don't have to wait until you find your vocation to answer the call from God. Because every time you listen to his voice, you are answering his call. And you know what he's talking to you about right now, right today, right where you are? It's the exact same thing. He's trying to get you to heaven. And he's trying to get you to bring as many people along with you as you possibly can. How do you listen to God's voice? Let me tell you. You listen to God's voice by listening for that little voice inside that challenges you to be your best when you're tempted to be your worst. You ever had that little voice inside of you that says, I could cheat, but I'm going to be honest instead. Maybe I fail, but hey, I fail honestly, right? That's God's voice. You were listening to it. You listen to God's voice when you hear a little voice inside you that says, everybody else in the room is gossiping about this poor classmate who's not there to defend himself. I could add my voice to the gossip, but I'm not going to because it's wrong. You listen to God's voice. You listen to God's voice whenever you hear that voice in your heart that says, I could lend a helping hand now, or I could just sit here and keep doing nothing. And then you get up and you do something. Or I could say a prayer, and you do. Whenever you hear that voice that challenges you to be your best, you are answering God's call. And you know what you're doing when you do that? You're helping yourself get to heaven. And whether you know it or not, you're bringing all kinds of people along with you for company. Because you don't want to miss God's call, do you? Can you imagine this? Imagine this. Imagine Jesus calls his apostles, just like you just heard. And one of those apostles says, Jesus says, come follow me. He says, yeah, no, thanks. I think I'm just going to sit here and keep on fishing. Right? Would that apostle have missed out? Yes, he would have missed out big time. I want to tell you this. Whenever we hear the voice of God calling, we want to say yes because we don't want to miss out. We do not want to miss out. He called his apostles for three reasons. He sent them forth to drive out demons. He sent them forth to preach. And the number one reason he called his apostles, right here in the gospel it says, to be with him. That's our number one job. When we pray, when we do the right thing, we are being with him. And God will do great things with you. Does God ever do ordinary things? No. Everything God does is great. You say yes to God, he will do great things with you today. Our saint for the day is Francis de Sales. He has a quote that I like. I'll tell you the quote. His quote is, it doesn't matter where I go in life, so long as God goes with me. That's a great thought to keep in mind. Let's ask for his prayers to help us, shall we? St. Francis de Sales,
Pray for us.